Welcome to the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast for Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Discover how NYC bodegas are turning into media hubs. NYC bodegas are transforming into media hubs with the launch of Bodegas TV, a smart TV streaming network offering local news, entertainment, and community-driven advertising. The platform aims to install screens in 500 stores by 2026, expanding to 2,000 within 3 years. Bodegas TV combines AI-powered content production with local storytelling, empowering creators and providing a new revenue stream for store owners.
Investor News breaks: U.S. Similar investigates alleged spoofing activity involving Quantum Biopharma. QNTMEM. The investigative newspaper reports on market manipulation claims tied to CIBC leadership in a $700 million lawsuit before the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. The investigation centers on Andrea Nelizzetti, CIBC's chief compliance officer, and alleged spoofing episodes influencing Quantum Biopharma's market valuation during research on Lucid MS therapy.
Steve Marchinuk, why this founder stopped pitching publications and built his own instead. Steve Marchinuk, with 15 years of experience in digital media and PR technology, shifted his focus from pitching to building Key Crew Media. Recognizing the struggle smaller companies face in getting coverage, Marchinuk now operates 6 niche industry publications focused on real estate. Key Crew's model emphasizes expert-sourced qualitative intelligence and strategic content distribution, offering a new approach to media coverage in crowded markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.